ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliran Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliran Gavriel Ben Orna.
Bruchim Amazinim. This shiur will be Ezra Hashem be a Meseches Sanhedrin of Ayin Beis. And we're going to start with the Mishnah that begins the Sugya HaGdoyla of Babi Machteres. HaBabi Machteres Nidain Al Shem Soifai. Now this is a direct hamshach to the Nyanav of Ben Sarir Umayra, which were spoken about in the first part of the parak, because Ben Sarir Umayra is also Nidain Al Shem Soifai, meaning that Ben Sarir Umayra, as of yet, was only Zaylul V'Soivei, and he was Eino Shemeya B'Kol Ovi V'Imai. He didn't do anything which warrants Be'etzem that he should be Chayav Misa, but he's Nidain Al Shem Soifai. So too, the Mishnah over here is Mamshech, and says we find another case which is Nidain Al Shem Soifai, which is Baba Machteres, that the Halacha is, he is killed. Now we have to understand, what does it mean that he's Nidin Al Shem Soifai? So we find this two distinct shitas in the Rishayim. Rashi explains, B'divir HaMaschel, Nidin Al Shem Soifai, D'olei Kotal U'miktel, Mishem the Soifai Laharik Balabayis, Kishi Yamid Kenegdei Lahatzel Mamaynei. Because as of yet, he didn't kill anybody yet. Nevertheless, the halacha is you can kill him, because he's going to kill. Therefore, it's called Nidin Al Shem Soifai. According to Rashi, L'chayra Be'etzem, every Raidef is also Nidin Al Shem Soifai. Anytime you see somebody who's being Raidef Achachaveri Lahargai, also we can say the same line, Halei Katal, as of yet he didn't kill yet, he's not a Ritzeach yet, nevertheless Umiktal, he's Chayiv Misa, because Soifai Laharig, because he's about to kill. So this Klal of Baba Machteres Nidin Al Shem Soifai, L'chayra is Be'emes HaKdama to all cases of Raidef. And therefore, the Mishnah later, on the Fayin Gimel, which brings down the halacha of Raidif, that's also a hemshech to this halacha of Nidan Al Shem Soifai. That seems to be Shitas Rashi. However, the Me'iri tells us clearly not like that. Zog the Me'iri, Be'emes, every Raidif is not Nidan Al Shem Soifai. The etzem fact that he's a Raidif, that itself makes him be Chayiv Misa. It's specifically by Baba Machteres, because as of yet, as the Ganav comes by Machteres, he's not yet ready to kill. It's only that he's prepared that in the event that the Baal HaBayis is going to be Oymed Al Mamaynai, like the Gemara says, Chazaka Be'emes Eino Demamin Atzmei Al Mamaynai. So in that event, he's going to kill him. But because right now, he's not yet a Raidif, therefore, Be'emes Me'ikraidin, he shouldn't be Chayiv Misa like a Raidif. The fact that the Torah says that nevertheless, even at this point, he's Ein Leidamim, that's the Inyan of Nidin Al Shem Soifai. Zog Demi'iri V'zel HaShaynai, Ume'ata Harehu Keba Lahargai. It's as if he's Ba Lahargai right now. So it comes out, we have a very different understanding between Rashi and the Me'iri, how to understand the din of Baba Machteres. Lefi Rashi, Be'emes, a Baba Machteres is just like any Raidef. The Chiddush HaTorah by Baba Machteres is that we actually look at him as a Raidef based on the Chazaka. So the Torah was Yerid L'Soif Daitoi, and the Torah is Megala, that here we have Lefanenu a Raidef. But the Etzem Chiddush that he's Chayiv Misa, because he's Nidal Shem Soifai, that's really the same Chiddush that we find by every Raidif. However, Lefi the Me'iri, Be'etzem the Torah isn't telling us that he's a Raidif. At this point, he is not yet a Raidif. Just that's the Chiddush that he's Nidin Al Shem Soifai, that we give him the Halacha as if he was already a Raidif. The Chiddush Aran is also Mavur like the Me'iri, because the Chiddush Aran in our Sugi is Masber, the Hemshech of Mishnayis of our Perek, and he says, because the Perek starts with the Ben Sarir Umayra, which is Nidin Al Shem Soifai, therefore, the parak continues with Baba Machteres, which is Nidin Al Shem Soifai. And then, because Baba Machteres has a din as if he's a Raidif, therefore the next Mishnah goes on to tell us the halacha of every Raidif. Mivur, the Raidif itself is not a Nidin Al Shem Soifai. Machteres is Nidin Al Shem Soifai. He's Nidin as if he's a Raidif, and therefore there's a Hemshech that we bring down all Hilchas Raidif. What's the Bir HaMachlekes between Rashi and the Me'iri? So the Machlekes is, how do we look at the present situation? Lefi Rashi, once a Ganav is Baba Machteres, and he already has a plan to kill if need be, already in this matziv, we look at him as a Raidif. However, Lefi the Me'iri, we split it up into two separate matzavim. The present matziv, where he's not yet ready to kill, he's not yet considered a Raidif. It's only once the situation changes, and the Baal HaBayis is Oymed Al Mamaynei, and then the Ganav is going to be ready to kill, that's when he's going to be a classic Raidif. But presently, it's just that he's Nidin Al Shem Soifai, and the Torah gave him the same halacha that he can kill him as if he's a Raidif. But he's not really a Raidif. This is the Yesodistik HaMachlekes between Shitas Rashi versus Shitas Hami'iri v'chadushi Aran in our sugya. Now, the Rambam brings down the halacha of Raidev in Hilchas Reitzeach Shmiras Nefesh Perek Aleph, and he brings down the halacha of Baba Machteres in Hilchas Gneva Perek Tes. And the Achreinim are medayik that his Lashon differs greatly. Ayin Bafika Yam, Ubedivir Yecheskel, and Chidushe Agriz, and Reb Shmuel, and many other Achreinim. The Rambam, in regards to regular Raidev, says that Klal Yisrael is mitzuvin lahargai. There's a chiyuv to kill the Raidev in order to be matzil the Nefesh HaNirdaf. Mashenkin, in regards to Baba Machteres, the Rambam says it's reshus biyat kol ardum lahargai. It's mutter to kill him. But mashma, that there's no mitzvah and there's no chiyuv. What's the pshat in the Rambam? So it could be understood, I'll pee the yisoid of the Me'iri and the Chidushi Aran. Because they say that presently, be'emes, we don't have a matzav of redifa. Which means in the present situation, this person's nefesh is not in a sakana of pikuach nefesh b'chlal. It's just that the Torah gave a din that he's nidain al shem seifai, the Baba Machteres should be already killed now, because we see what the future is going to have in store. That's why it's chal on the Baba Machteres that he's ein lei damim, and there's a reshus to kill him. But a mitzvah and a chiv of atzalas nefashis, that doesn't apply yet at this point. So I might say that the Rambam holds like the shita of the Me'iri and the Chidushi Aran. But the Firashi Lechaira, that even presently he has a din of a Raidev, Lechaira, every Baba Machteres, there would actually be a mitzvah, mitzah the din of Atzolas Nefashis. Now, the Gemara on Ayin Beis Amid Beis, Lechaira, Al Pipashtos, is mashma like Shitas Rashi. Because the Gemara over there brings down a Braisa that says, Vehuka Bechol Adam. And the Gemara's Masber, that there would be a Havmina that only the Baal HaBayis, who he himself is the one who's threatened through the Baba Machteres, he has a din that he can kill the Baba Machteres. But kol adam not. That's why the Torah is telling us that he can, and the Gemara explains what's pshat in the Chiddush HaTorah. Zok the Gemara bezel lashon kamash balon deraydefu vaafilu achar nami. The pashas of the lashon of the Gemara is that he actually is a raydef. Zok Rashi beemes over there, but the v'yamaskol kamash malon dekivon dal iskei nefashis Yisrael also raydefu. He's an actual raydef. V'nitan lahatziloi lebal habayis benafshe sholzeh. And we should be matzil the Baal HaBayis through killing this Baba Machteres. So Rashi is l'shitasai that he holds it's an actual raidif, and he holds that even in the present matzav we see a redifa, and we see of a matzav of pikuach nefesh and atzalas nefashis, which is why any person could kill the Baba Machteres. But l'chayre, l'fi the Me'iri, and the Chidushi Aran, and the Rambam, we have to say that the Gemara doesn't actually mean that he is a raidif. The Gemara just means that he has a din, as if he's a raidif, nidan al-shem soifai, which is why the Torah is telling us that anybody could kill him. V'chein be'em is mefurish in the Lashon HaMe'iri in the Gemara over there. Zeh l'shaynai. Lo'y soif davar shenitna reshus le'bal ha'bayis lo'hargoy. Not only the Baal HaBayis has reshus. Ala af l'chol adam, b'pnei shehu choshuv k'raidif achachaveri lo'hargoy. Because he's considered like a raidif achachaveri lo'hargoy. This Me'iri is clearly going l'shitasei. First of all, he used the Lashon nitna reshus. Mashma like the Shitas Rambam, it's only a reshus, but it's not a mitzvah because there isn't actually a matzav of pikuach nefesh over here like by every raidev. And also he says, choshuv kir raidev. He uses the Lashon HaGemara that says raidev, and he's masber that doesn't really mean raidev mamish. He's just considered as if he's a raidev, which is pshat in the Chiddush HaTorah that it's v'huka b'chol adam. So the Me'iri is l'shitasai and the Rashi is l'shitasai. Adkan this yisaitis tikam achleikis, how to understand the din of Baba Machteres, and it's going to come up again and again b'meshach hasugya. Now, the Mishnah tells us halacha that a Baba Machteres v'shaver asachavis im ein leidamim potter, and that's the halacha of kimlei b'derabimnei. Now, the Divrei Yecheskel and Siman Chav Gimel brings down that somebody asked the Mashaila whether or not the din of kimlei b'derabimnei is only in a case where a person is chayiv misa, or it's even in a case where there's a reshus to kill him. That's the nidain of the shayel of the Divrei Yecheskel, and he's specifically talking about in a case of kanoin paiganbay, like a bayel aramis, where there the halacha is that we're not chayiv to kill him, just if somebody wants to kill him, he may. And there's a nidain whether or not we say kimlei b'derabimnei in such a case or not. Zog the Divrei Yecheskel that he has a raya brura from the halacha of Baba Machteres, based on the shitas Harambam. Because the fida Rambam, like we mentioned, Baba Machteres is no chiyuv to kill him like every raidif, it's just a reshus to kill him. Nevertheless, it's mefurish in our Mishnah that there's a din of kimlei b'derabimnei. Harei, that for kimlei b'derabimnei we don't need a chiyuv, a reshus is enough. Ayin sham ba'erech, a big arichas in the Divrei Yecheskel, Siman Chaf Gimel. Now, in our sugya, there's a big question on the Rif, because the Rif does not bring down not the Mishnah of Baba Machteres and none of the Gemaras that pertain to the Mishnah. So the Baal HaMor is matmi on the Rif. Why is the Rif mashmit the whole sugya of Baba Machteres? Zog the Ramban on Mechemes Hashem that the pshat is that mitzad the fact that you can kill a Baba Machteres, that the Rif doesn't have to bring down because that's mikra mali diber akasov, something that's a mefurish apasik. It's not necessary for the Rif to bring that down. And mitzad the fact that the Mishnah teaches us that in a case of Baba Machteres we say kim lebed ramine, that's also not necessary, Zog the Ramban, because the Rif brings down the halacha that every Raidef has a din of kim lebed ramine. So it's already shone over there in the sugi of Raidef. The Rif doesn't have to be chayzer and say it also in the case of Baba Machteres. Adkan divrei Haramban. Now, l'chayre, based on the divrei Cheskel, which we just said, there's a tremendous chiddush that you say kimnet ramine Baba Machteres, which you don't see by Raidif. Because every Raidif, there's a chiyuv to kill the Raidif. By Baba Machteres, you see a chiddush that even when Makam is just a reshus to kill the Raidif, there too we say kimnet ramine. So, hamavur b'ramban, as he learns the Shitas Harif, as he, l'chayre, obviously holds not like the Rambam, that a Baba Machteres isn't really a Raidif and it's only reshus to kill him. He must hold like Shitas Rashi, that a Baba Machteres has the same halacha as every Raidif, and there's actually a Chiyuv to kill him. Therefore, Zog the Ramban very well, that there's no Chiddush in regards to the halacha of Kimnet Ramine in the Sugya of Baba Machteres that we don't see in the din of Kimnet Ramine in regards to every Raidif. Adkan the Shikol, and now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings down the Machlekes between Rava and Rav, whether or not we say a din of Kimnet Ramine by Baba Machteres, even if the Davar HaGonav was still Be'en. Lefi Rav, it's even if it's Be'en. And Rava says, only if it's Eina Be'en. Now let's understand Shitas Rav. L'chay Ritza Pele. Bishlam, if the Davar HaGonav is Eina Be'en, and we're talking about a Chayvas Mamayn, so we can say, Kimnei B'Rabinei Patras the Ganav. But if the Chayvitz is still Be'en, how does Kimnei B'Rabinei make that the Nignav's Chayvitz should start to belong to the Ganav? It's Mamish Epele. So there are two chiddushtik mahalchim in the Achrayim. The first is the mahalach of the Rishash in our sugya on Taisus de Vyamaskal Afilu. Zog the Rishash that Rav holds that Be'emes, every time a ganiv steals a chayfetz, it belongs to the ganiv entirely. And even though the Torah says it's a mitzvah of a heishav as a gzela, that just means that the Torah is mitzvah of the ganiv that when he pays back for the gneva, he should pay back with the davar haganav. As we find in regards to Chiyuvei Mazikin, that the Torah says there are certain ways how you have to pay back Tashlumi Nazikin. You have to pay with Meitav. So too, in regards to Tashlumi Gneva, the Torah says that you have to lechatchila pay with the Davar HaGonav itself. But Avada, it's not really returning to the Nignav, the Chavetz that's his. It's a Tashlumin. The Ganav is paying with something that actually belongs already to the Ganav. Just the Torah says that the first thing you have to pay with is the thing that happens to be the Davar HaGonav. If that's not around, then you pay with Mamay. Memela, in a case of Kimnei B'Rabinei, where no Chiyuv Tashlumin is Chal B'Chlal, the Ganav is going to be Potter, and he can keep the Chayfetz that he's told. Frek the Rosh Hashan himself, so L'chayre, according to this, how do we understand the din of Ein HaGonav Achar HaGonav? L'chayre, a second Ganav who steals from the first Ganav should be Chayiv to the first Ganav, because the Chayfetz in actuality belongs already to the first Ganav. So the second Ganav, in effect, is doing a first Maisa Gneva from the Ganav Rishon who made the Chayfetz his. And for the Rishash, because the first Ganav is a Chiyuv to pay with this Chayfetz, therefore it's not considered Shalei Legamri, which is why the Torah is Mamayit, that a Ganav Achar Ganav is going to be Potter. This is a Mahalach Mechudeshes Ma'oid from the Rishash. A different Mahalach is the Mahalach HaYidua of Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in Kovet Shiurim, a Masechta Baba Kama Perek Merubah, Simen Yodalad. Zog the Kovet Shiurim, it's similar to the Rishash, but very different, that Be'emes, every time a Ganav steals something, really it should essentially become his. That's what Kinyani Gneva do, that when a Ganav steals something, that should be Meitziyat from the Bailus of the Nignav and make it the Ganav's. Just what's always Ma'akavit from becoming the Ganav's is the Chiyuv HaTorah of Vehesh of Asagzela. That's what holds it back from it becoming the Ganav's and keeps it into the bailus of the Nignav. The Rega, the Chiv of Eishav HaZegzela, is Paka, therefore it's Chazar HaDavar, that with the Maisa Gneva, it becomes the Ganav's. And the Kovet Shiurim famously explains with this the Yisoyed of Shinui Kaina. We know that if the Ganav steals something and he makes a Shinui, so it's no longer Asher Gazal, he's Kaina the Chayfetz. V'rabim tamu, even though when a shinui happens, there's no chiv of heishavas agzela, which on it says asher gazal im kein shagazal yachzer v'mlav ein tzarch la'achzer. The fact that there's no chiv v'heishav doesn't necessarily mean that the chavis should actually now become his. Zok Rabbi Chanan lefi this, that's the pshat, because be'emes always the ma'isa g'nevis should make it the ganevs. It's just that v'heishavas agzela is ma'akiv. So when a shinui takes place and there's no more v'heishav, chazar adin, then now through the ma'isa g'neva it becomes the ganevs. Zok Rabbi Chanan, that's the pshat and shitas rav as well. Be'emes, when you do a ma'isa g'neva, it should be yours. It's only because of the heishavas agzela that it's not yours. But in a case of kimnei with rabbinei with no chi of heishavas agzela schal, it's chazar adover that it belongs to the ganev. Ad kan the two perushim and the achrayim, how to understand shitas rav. Now let's go on to shitas rava. In regards to shitas rava, we find three shitas in the Rishonim. Shitas haramban udi'ime, shitas habalamor udi'ime, and shitas hayad rama udi'ime. The Ramban learns that according to Rava, he doesn't hold of this whole yusayit of Rav, that through the Ma'isa G'neva, the Chafetz actually becomes his. Therefore, if the Chafetz is be'en, b'shas, that he was baba machteris and he stole it, the Chafetz remains the property of the Nigzal, and he's chayiv to pay for it. If later on, the ganav goes ahead and he breaks it and he makes it eina be'en, so now he's a mazik, and it has the halacha, like the Gemara says, in Masechta Baba Kama, daf samach vav, and a Masechta Baba Metzia daf mem gimel, of Tavra Vishasya, which means that a ganev who breaks the chayfetz later on after he stole it, he's chayev mechadosh at that point, and if the chayfetz went up in price, he's chayev according to the new value. So too in this situation, if b'shas that he was baba machteres, the chayfetz was be'en, so it never became his. If later on after he's baba machteres, he breaks it and he makes it ain't a be'en, he's going to be chayev. The only case where we say that a baba machteres is pater is only if he makes it ain't a be'en, b'shas that he's baba machteres. So at that rega, we would have wanted for a chi of mama to be chal. It can't be chal because of kimnei v'di rabbinei. That's shitas haramban. However, many Rishonim disagree with the Ramban. Firstly, there's Rashi. Rashi says with the Ramaschal Mistavra, Mistavra milsa the rav de pater b'shashavar bein achshav bein lachar zman. Rav is saying that he holds that he's going to be pater even if he breaks it later. V'chein isim afurish b'taisis with the Ramaschal Mistavra, that afilu shavar acharkach, also according to Rav, he's going to be pater. And taisis is mechiach like that, because otherwise, what is Rav being mechadish more than is already written in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says mefurish hayababa machteres v'shaver sachavis emain leidamim pater. Elamai must be that Rav, when he says v'natal kelim v'yatsa pater, he must be coming to be mechadish that even though the shvira only happened later after he left the machteres, there also he's pater. And azay shteit mefurish in the Baal Hamor. Now l'chayre, this is Tolan Bir, because if Rav himself holds not like Rav, and he holds that if the chayvitz is be'en, through Kimnei v'Derabinei, he's not kind of the Chayfetz. Because Kimnei v'Derabinei only pater is Chiyuvei Mamein. So that would make sense if the Maisa Shvira happened in the Machteres. So at the time of the Chiyuv Misa, he becomes pater from the Chiyuv Mamein, we didn't Kimnei v'Derabinei. But if at that time that he was Chayuv Misa, he didn't break the Chayfetz, so as he left the Machteres, the Chayfetz was still the property of the Nignav. If later on, at a later point, he breaks it, he should have the halacha of Tavra v'Shasya, and now he should be Chayuv to pay. What's pattering at this point? There is no longer a chiyuv misa, and there's no longer a p'tur of kimnei b'derabinei. So the Baal Hamor asks this question on himself, and he says that the emes is that Rav really holds like Rav, and he really holds that even if the chayvitz is be'en, it should become his, for whatever reason why Rav holds that it becomes his. Just Rav holds that there's a chumre m'derabanan, that if the chayvitz is still be'en, not to rely on the p'tur of kimnei b'derabinei, and to return the chayvitz be'en. But if the chayvitz is already ain't a be'en, even if the Shvira only happened later, there the Chumr D'Rabbanan doesn't apply, and we're back to the Ikar Din of Kimnei V'Derabinei, which makes that the Chayfetz Me'ikari belongs to the Ganev, and he's Pater, and he's not even Chayev, Midin Tavra V'Shasya. Adkan the Shita of the Baal Hamor. According to this Mahalach, we can answer a Mari Dekakashe, which Rabbi Chanan asks on himself. Frek Rabbi Chanan, he's explaining Shita's Rav based on the Yisoid, which is Mechiach, from the Klal of Shinei Kaina. From Shinakaina we see that be'emes, the chayfetz should essentially belong to the ganev, if not for the chiyuv hashava. And at any time the chiyuv hashava is paka, whether it's midin shinui, or whether it's midin kimnei b'deramnei, he should be kind of the chayfetz. So Frek Rabbi Chanan Wasserman on himself, how is Rava, who argues on Rav, how is he going to understand the din of Shinakaina? For the fi the shita tzabal amor, it's not shver. because Rava also agrees to the lumdus of Rav, that through the Maisa Gneva be'etzam the Chavis should be his, and through Kimnei b'derabim v'nei, it actually is his because there's no Chiv HaShava. This is just a Chumra midrabanan not to rely on Kimnei b'derabim v'nei. But in the case of Shinui Kaine, it's going to be his because Rava and Rav agree with each other. Al Kol Panim, that's the teretz of the Baal Hamor to be Masbir the Shita. But the Yad Ramah has a different malach. Zog the Yad Ramah, this klal of Tavra v'shasya, that if a ganev breaks the Davar HaGonav later on in the Gneva, that he's chayiv according to the time of the Shvira, that's only in a Hechatimtze, where had he broken it at the time of the Maisa Gneva, he would have been chayiv. But in a case where B'shas the Maisa Gneva, there's a Kimnei B'Drabmine, and he's not chayiv at that time, so too later on when he breaks the Chayfetz, he's going to be putter as well. Ad kan divrei Yad Ramah. V'rabim Tomu, how to understand this Yad Ramah? What's the kesher between the original Maisa Gneva and the later Maisa Shvira? Just because B'shas the Maisa Gneva was a Kimnei B'Drabmine, that's history. Today, B'shas the Maisa Shvira, there is no longer a Chiyav Misa, and he should be Chayiv. Why is the Chiyav of the Maisa Shvira mitli toli if he would have been Chayiv B'shas the Maisa Gneva or not? So it's Yidua to answer in the Olam HaYeshivas, Al Pei Divrei Reb Chaim and Chidush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi Al Rambam Hilchos Chayiv Lo Mazik. And we'll be makdim bekitzur that we have to understand what is the yisoid of the chiyuv of Tavra v'shasya. So there's a famous machlaikis, the ksois and the nesivis in Siman Lama Dalet. The ksois says that he's chayiv midin mazik. The nesivis says that he's chayiv midin ganev. Their first maisa gneva was maitziyat merashus habaylim, and the maisa shvira goes further and takes it that not only is it out of the rashus habaylim, now the Bailam loses it legamri, and it's not shaloi either. Reb Chaim says similar to the Nesivis, but with a different lamdus. Zog Reb Chaim v'zel shaynai, the kol shachefetz ganav oy gozel, anytime we have a chefetz that's in a matziv of being ganav or gozel, biyad ganav, kol nezek sha'oysa biyadayim, din gneva ugzela bay. Any maisa mazik which the ganav does to this chefetz which is ganav by him, is considered a hemshech of the original Maisa HaGneva. That means that once the Ganev steals something, any further hezek that the Ganev does in the context of this Gneva is considered a progression of the Gneva itself. This is a Davar Amuk Ma'id, and Ikra Makaymai is in Perek Meruba, Dav Samachay, and other places. Al Kopanim, the Yisoid of Reb Chaim is that Tavra V'Shasi isn't a new Maisa Mazik or a new Maisa Gneva. Tavra v'shasi, which takes place in the context of the original Maisa Gneva, that's a hemshich of the original Maisa Gneva. And any chiyuvim which we're going to be mechayivim for the Maisa of Tavra v'shasi are piled on top of the original chiyuvim of the Maisa Gneva. Mimela, in a case of Baba Machteris, where the original Maisa Gneva isn't mechayivim because of Kimnei b'Drabine, it's not possible for the later Maisa of Tavra v'shasi to be mechayivim anything on top of a Maisa Gneva which isn't mechayiv b'chlal. The fact that this Maisa Gneva was done b'matzav of Kimnei b'Drabinei paters kol chiyuvei Gneva zu, and if we come to b'machayivim for a progression of this Maisa Gneva, that's memela pater also, because the ikar yisoid of this Maisa Gneva was nifter aidei, the p'tor of Kimnei b'Drabinei. Ad kan the mahalach b'ayim ha'yeshivas to understand pshat in the Shitas Hayad Ramah over here. Hayoitze, that in Shitas Rava, what's clear is that if he was shayvres achavis inside the machteres, he's going to be putter from any chiyuvim. What's also clear is that if the chayfetz is still be'en today, that he's chayiv to give it back. What's unclear is if he steals the chayfetz and he brings it out be'en out of the machteres and then he breaks it. Lefi the shitas Ramban, he's not kind of the chayfetz if he steals it b'machteres. So if the chayfetz belongs to the Bailim, if afterwards he breaks it, he's going to be chayiv. Lefi the shita of Rashi and the Baal Hamor and the Yad Ramah, even if he breaks it afterwards, he's going to be putter. But how to understand why is putter, and that we have two mahalchim, one of the Baal Hamor and one of the Yad Ramah. The Baal Hamor shita is that be'emes, Rava also essentially holds like Rav that he's kind of the chayfetz immediately. And therefore, if he breaks it later, he broke his own chayfetz and he's going to be putter. It's just that if the chayfetz is still be'en today, he's going to have to give it back, midrabanan. Masha'enkein lefi the shita of the Yad Ramah, be'emes he holds that he's not kind of the chayfetz when he takes it out. Just any chiyuvim which we want to be mechayivim later when he's tavra v'shasya have to be built upon the ikr chiyuvim that he was neschayiv v'shas, the original Maisa Gneva, which he was a Baba Machteres. Therefore, being that no Chiyuvim were Chal originally, afterwards, if you want to be Machayivim, he didn't have Rishasya, he's also going to be Potter. Ad kan this shtickle, and now let's go weiter. The Gemara Namad Beis brings down a Brisa, the Darshins, Domim Einlai, Bein Bechoil, Bein Beshabbos. And the Gemara explains that there would be a Havamina, that just like Haruge Bezdin, you don't kill them on Shabbos, so too, by a Baba Machteres, you can't kill him on Shabbos. And the Maskana is that we learn from the Pasuk that you can kill a Baba Machteres on Shabbos. So we have to understand what's the Havamina to compare it to Haruge Bezdin, and also what's the Maskana, what was Nischadish in this Gzeres HaKosov. So Rashi brings down in the Gemara's Havamina that we learn from a Pasuk earlier on Daf Lamed Hey, Leisavaru Eish Bechomesh Veseichem, that Bezdin cannot kill Haruge Bezdin on Shabbos. Now, why do you need a pasuk to tell us this? So the Gemara Masechta Yevamos of Zayin and Aleph is Masber, because there would be a Havmina that the mitzvah saseh of Haruge Bezdin is doicha the Isser of Shabbos. That's why we need a pasuk of Leisavaru Eish to teach us that not. Now, Lechaira, this stims with Rashi Lishitasoi that he holds that every Baba Machteres is like a Reidif Mamish, and there's a mitzvah Mishum Pekuach Nefesh to kill the Baba Machteres. Therefore, just like Haruge Bezdin, that we need a pasuk of the Savaro Eish to tell us not to be makayim the mitzvah of Haruge Bezdin and Bidoich HaShabbos, so too by Baba Machteres, we need a pasuk, according to the Gemara's Havamina, of Le Savaro Eish to teach us that the mitzvah of Atzolos Nefashos is not going to be Bidoich HaShabbos. That's pshat in the Havamina, that it's doimit Haruge Bezdin. And the maskana that we have a pasuk to tell us that Baba Machteres is different and it is Bidoich HaShabbos, Zok Rashi b'devir maschol komash b'lon, dekatlinon mishum pikuach nefesh deheich. That means that being that the mitzvah of Baba Machteres comes mitzad pikuach nefesh, and pikuach nefesh is deich Shabbos, therefore it is different than the mitzvah of Haruge Bezdin, which is not deich Shabbos. That also stems with Rashi Lishitosei, that he holds, even in the present matzav now of Baba Machteres, we already see it as a matzav of pikuach nefesh. Kol zanicha l'Rashi. But lefi the Rambam, sai the havmin of the Gemara, and say the maskana of the Gemara needs a beer. The havamina of the Gemara that we shtel it to Haruge Bezdin, that's sarach beer. Bishlama by Haruge Bezdin, there's a nidin whether or not the mitzvah of killing Haruge Bezdin is Deicha Shabbos, and we need a pasuk of Leisavaru Eish to say that it's not. But in regards to Baba Machteres, that it's only a reshus, what's the havamina b'chlav that it should be Deicha Shabbos? There's no essay to be Deicha the Isra of Shabbos. V'oid be'emes, we can ask on the Gemara's havamina. This is a kasha that Reb Shmuel asks in Chidusha Reb Shmuel, Simen Tes Vav, Ois Vav, that there's really also an opposite kasha, that it should be pasha, that it should be mutter to kill a Baba Machteres on Shabbos. Because killing is really makalkal. And with the Raisa, there's no Isser to do a malacha that's makalkal. Bish Lama by Haruge Bezdin, that's considered a tikkun, because it's a mitzvah saseh to kill. Therefore, there's be a havamina that it's a malacha. Just on top of that, there's a havamina that the melacha is nidche mepnei the mitzvah saseh of Haruge Bezdin, and in that we have a pasuk to tell us that lemaisa it's not deicha. But in regards to Baba Machteres, which is only rishus, so you're not be mekayim a mitzvah b'chlal by killing him, that's a pashut to makalkal. That's not a melacha of hariga on Shabbos b'chlal. So it should be pashut that it shouldn't be b'chlal the iser. That's lechayra with shver on the havamina of the Gemara. And the maskan of the Gemara, that we learn out that be'emes, you could kill a Baba Machteres on Shabbos, that's also tzarech bir. What's pshat in the Torah? Bishlam, according to Rashi, like Rashi says, it's pikuach nefesh. But if the Rambam, that we don't consider the present matzav to be a matzav of atzolos nefashos and pikuach nefesh, why is it be'emes mutter to kill a Baba Machteres on Shabbos? This is what's matzav tzarech bir, lefi shitas harambam. So Rab Shmuel over there, in Chiddush Rab Shmuel, simetas vav, ayz vav, he says a biur nifla to be miyashiv shitas Rambam based on a different Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perich of Dal Halacha Zayin, brings down the halacha that you can't be ma'anish on Shabbos from the pasuk of Leisavaru Eish b'chomesh v'seichem. And the Rambam b'lashoyne tells us that that's coming to teach us also that you can't give malchus on Shabbos. Zok the Rambam, hareishin eschai v'bezdin malchus oimisa, ein malkin vein memisa neisa b'shabbos, shenemar Leisavaru Eish b'chomesh v'seichem. And the Rambam explains, zu ashar lebezdin shalei yisrfu b'shabbos mishachayiv sreifa. The simple translation is in regards to Sreifa, v'huad in l'shar oinchen, which includes Malkus, l'divrei Harambam. Frek de Magen Avram and Simon Shin Labates of Katan Gimel, what's the pshat that you can't give Malkus? Bish Lama Misa, which is a Melechas Shabbos. So there, the Torah is telling us that the mitzvah of Haruge Bezdin is not Deicha Shabbos. But Malkus, which isn't a Melecha B'chlal, Why is that included in the Isra of Leisav Aroesh? And the Magen Avraham says, Pshat in the Rambam, according to one of his Pirushim, that obviously the Rambam holds that the Isra of Leisav Aroesh is not just that Harigas Bezin isn't Deicha Shabbos, but rather it's a new Isra of Ein Einshin B'Shabbos. Whatever the Einish entails, whether it entails Chil Shabbos or not, we cannot be Ma'anish on Shabbos, and that's what's learned out from the Pasuk, B'Remez of Leisav Aroesh B'chol Meish Veisechem. What's the makar to learn such a pshat in the pasuk? Zok Reb Shmuel, the makar is from Arasugya. Because Bama Machteres, the Shitas HaRambam, is only Rishos. If it's only Rishos, like we explained, that's a makalkal, and it doesn't entail a Melechas Shabbos Bachlal. Nevertheless, the Gemara says, the Havmina is that it would be Doimet Arugei Bezdin, which we cannot do on Shabbos. Be'achreyach, Zok the Rambam, must be the din of Arugei Bezdin has nothing to do with the fact that we're being over a Melechas Shabbos. It's just a general klal of Ein Einshin B'Shabbos, and therefore that includes Baba Machteres as well. Because even though Baba Machteres may only be a Rishus to kill him, it's still Begeder Einish. The Einish is that he's Nidin Al Shem Seifai, and we may kill him. So that's the Pshat in the Gemara's Havamina, that Baba Machteres is Doime Tarugei Bezdin, where the Torah tells us in Leisavaro Eish that Ein Einshin Bachlal on Shabbos. What's the Maskana that we learn out from the Pasuk of Ein Leidomim, that you could kill a Baba Machteres on Shabbos? The maskana is, like the Rambam himself says, that it's azhara to Bezdin that we can't do Einshei Bezdin on Shabbos. But an Einish, like Baba Machteres is Nidin Al Shem Seifai, which is not a din may Einshei Bezdin, that the Torah's Bimagala could be done on Shabbos. Adkan, this shtickle, the Mahalach and the Gemara's Havmin and the maskana, the Fishitas Rashi Lishitasai, and the Fishitas Harambam Lishitasai. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara goes on to explain the Chelik of the Braisa that says, Damim loy bein b'choyel bein b'shabbos, that it's talking about a case of l'fakech alav esagal, which means if we have a case of damim loy, like a case of av al benoy, and then the gal falls on top of the av on Shabbos, so it's mutter to be machal Shabbos to save the av. Rashi b'divrei maschil l'fakech alav esagal is meisif, that's true in a case of yesh loy damim. Aval imbal iskin afashis in a case of ein loy damim, kivan denitin lahargo b'la'esra, just like it's mutter to lechatchila go ahead and kill him, gavra katilahu mishas chatira, and therefore we're not mefakach and lovas agal on Shabbos. Now, why does Rashi make this aysofa? So the chayr, the pshat, the pashat in Rashi is that the ikar din that the Gemara says that in a case of yesh leidamim that we're mefakach and lovas agal on Shabbos, that's the chayr pshita. If we don't assume that this person is coming aliskin afashas, so he doesn't have the din of baba machteres, so obviously in a case where he's besakana, we would save him. Why should the halacha of pikuach nefesh in regards to the ava baal b'nai be any different than a pikuach nefesh of any person which we're mechal Shabbos for? And this is be'emes a big kasha which the achreinim ask. I am tayrus chayim v'oid achreinim. So the chayr Rashi is saying the seisofa to teach us that enachanami. The ikr chiddush is not for the case of yesh leidam and that mefakchen olav esagal, but the ikr chiddush is for the diuk, but in a case of ein leidamim, that there the halacha is that we're not mechal Shabbos to save him b'chlal. And in that there is a big chiddush, like we'll see in a minute, Bezuz Hashem. Now, in the Etzem Kash of the Chayritz Pshita, Ayin in the Sefer Ar Gadol, in his Siman Aleph, which is a kuntras on Hilchas Kiddush Hashem, that he says over there, it's on page Dalet, that Be'emes Yesh Liyash of the Kash of the Torah's Chaim differently, and we're not muchrach to say, like the Rashi says, that the Ikr Chiddush is for Ein Leidamim. We could say that Be'emes, in a case of Av Abal B'nai, although the halacha is you cannot kill the Av, because we don't assume that he's Baal Iskei Nefashis, but there's a makif to say that maybe there's a Suffolk Katan, there's a small tzad, that even the Av Abal B'nai is also coming out of Iskei Nefashis. V'nafkamina, that even though it's Asr to kill him, B'kum Va'asei, but to go ahead and save him, that we won't do. We will not be Mechal Shabbos, because the halacha will be Sheva Al Tase. Don't kill him, but don't save him either, B'makim Chil Shabbos. Therefore, the Gemara is teaching us this drasha of damim loy, even on Shabbos, and in the case of aval baal b'nai, we don't assume that there's any tzad whatsoever, and he's like, kol adam, that mefakach and alav esagal. That's how the Ar Gadol wants to be miyash for the kasha, to avoid Rashi's diuk. But akapanim zok the Ar Gadol, Rashi is clear, like we said before, that he does not hold to this teretz, and he holds that the ikr chiddush is for a case of ein lay damim, that ein mefakach and alav esagal. Now, in the etzim chiddush of Rashi, that b'makam that it's ein lay damim, that the halacha is ein mefakchen alav esagal, there's a very big question. Ayin b'me'iri u'ba'achreinim, the Ar Gadol over there, and also the Tshuvas Achiezer, and many other achreinim that discuss this problem. L'chayra, even though it's true that kol zman that he's baba machteres and he's baal iskei nefashes, that the halacha is that we can kill this person, but the rega that the gal falls on top of him, so it's as if he's yaitzim machteres. At this point, he can no longer go ahead and kill the baal habayis. So ibezoi, it's chazar adin that he's like any other yid, which we have to save him mipnei pikuach nefesh, and we should be mefakchan alav as a gal on Shabbos. Just because originally he's ba al iskei nefashes, how does that affect his current matziv, where he's no longer Baal Iskei Nefashos, and why is the halacha that we do not save him on Shabbos? So the Meiri, in one of his Tirutzim, he says that we're chayshish that Be'emes, this person, he's still trying to get out of the Gal, and he still has his original intent to go ahead and steal and to be Baal Iskei Nefashos. Therefore, we don't take off the Gal, because there's a chshash that the situation of Baal Iskei Nefashos is still Kayim. Zogta Ar Gadol, that Rashi is clear that he does not hold like the Meiri. Because Rashi takes pain to tell us that the reason why Im Mefakhan Alav is a Gal is because Gavra Katila he Mishas Chatira. It's Chal on him a din of Gavra Katila from the point when he was Bechatira. Mashma, that at this point he's no longer a Matzav of Baba Machteris. Because if he was, it wouldn't be necessary for Rashi to tell us that Mishas Chatira he's a Gavra Katila. Right now, he's still B'matzav of Baba Machteris. And if he could kill him, be a Dayim, obviously we won't save him. Be'achreach, Rashi is telling us that even though we're going to assume that now he's not anymore in the matzav of Baal Iskei Nefashos, nevertheless, because originally he had a din misa, that's why even now at this point we're not going to save him. V'tzarech bir be'emes, why not? So we're going to mention, Be'ez Hashem, two pirushim which are found in the Achreinim. The first pshat that we're going to say is the pshat of the Ar Gadol himself. And he says a very big yesod. What happens if you have a situation where a person puts himself b'matzav of sakana? Are we mechal Shabbos to save him or not? So the Ar Gadol is mayrich with rayas that we're not going to save him in such a situation. This is a tremendous chiddush halacha, but that's how the Ar Gadol comes out. And he brings a fascinating raya b'shem Avrech Echad from the Maisa of Hillel in Masechta Yuma Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, where he climbed up on the roof of the Beis Medrash and snow fell on top of him. And they noticed in the morning, on Shabbos morning, that there was a figure in the window. And they took him down, and he was b'matzav of a sakanas nefashos. And the Gemara says over there, b'zeh haloshin, ro'i zeh l'chal alavas ha-shabbos. Now, l'chayre, the word zeh is sarach bir. Any yid is ro'i l'chal alavas ha-shabbos b'makam sakana. Why is the Gemara b'magdayik that dafke Hillel, dafke zeh is ro'i t'imachal alavas ha-shabbos? Just the pshad is because b'emes, Hillel put himself in the matzav of a sakana. And based on the yisoid that the Ar Gadol says, any person that puts himself in matzav of a sakana, we're not mechal Shabbos to save him. Just on that, the Gemara says that Hillel was an exception to the rule. Ro'i zeh l'chal alavas ha-shabbos, because he went up with kavana l'shem shemayim, because it was nafshei choshka b'tayra. And the Ar Gadol is meisif that we find many times in Chazal, that the Tanoim and the Amirayim weren't even margish what's going on with them, mirayv cheshkusam, and because of the great involvement that they had in Torah. Therefore, we're not going to consider Hillel to be a peshaya, and in this situation, Roi Zeh L'chal Alavas HaShabbos. But anybody else who puts himself in matzav sakana, there's no mitzvah to save him. Therefore, Zogta Ar Gadol, what would be in a situation where somebody's Baba Machteres, and the Baal HaBayis has a right to go ahead and kill this Baba Machteres, and on Shabbos, the Baal HaBayis would have thrown the Gal on top of him? Would we go afterwards and save him? Let's say now that he's not Baba Machteres anymore, maybe we should save him. No, we won't. Because being at the Baba Machteres himself, put himself in a matzav, where he's Oymed Lomos and he's a Gavra Katila, there's no mitzvah to save him, and we're not Mechal Shabbos. Now, once that Yisoid is true, the Ar Gadol wants to be Meisif Chiddush on top of a Chiddush. That even in a situation where the Baal HaBayis wasn't the one that threw the Gal on him, but the Gal fell by itself on him, there too we're going to say, just like if we would have thrown the Gal on him, there's no mitzvah to save him because he put himself in Matzav HaSakana. If B'mikra, it wasn't the Baal HaBayis or anybody else who did it, it was Minashamayim that fell on him, nevertheless, he's still in this matzav that he put himself initially b'matzav of a sakana, and there's no mitzvah to save him from the gal on Shabbos. Ad kan, the pirush with the chiddush la'alacha of the Ar Gadol. Another pshat, which is based on a yesoidus tikka chiddush, I found in the Sefer Birkas Avram, and the same pshat I found in the shiurim of Agayin Rabbi Somer Garbuz, Baal Mechaber Sefer, Mishnas HaShabbos, and Shchitas Chulin. They say a Mori Diki Yisoid. What would be Be'emes if the Baal HaBayis himself would try to kill the person, and through killing the person initially became incapacitated, and he can no longer be Baba Machteres, and he can't be Baal Iskei Nefashos. is there a mitzvah to kill him or not? So they say avada not. Because being that this maisa of killing the Baba Machteres is dinai, that's the din ha-Torah. So if the din ha-Torah is to kill him, it can't be that mineu bei, there's a mitzvah to go ahead and do etzalos nefashos. Although it's true that if originally we wouldn't have to kill him, and we just stop him from being Baba Machteres, ayde echon me'evarav, that we wouldn't kill him. But now that the matzav was that we had to kill him, so he is a gavra katila and is dinai lamus, so the maisa hariga that happens to him, that's dinai. And it's impossible that mineu bei b'shas maisa, there should be a din hatzala. Just like that's true if the Baal Bayis himself or somebody else would have killed him b'mezid, so too if the gal falls on him min hashamayim, because this person at that point is dinai lamus, so min hashamayim his din is happening and he's being killed. So mineu bei b'shas maisa, there's no halacha to go ahead and to save him. Ad kan the pirush hanifla from the Birkas of Ram and Rabbi Samar Garbus. Hayyotze that we have three possible ways to understand this halacha. Either like the Meiri, the Be'emes, we have to don whether or not he's still coming alas kinefashis, or like the Argadol who says that once he put himself in a matziv that he's besakana, so there's no mitzvah satzala, or like the Birkas of Ram and Rabbi Samar Garbus, that once it's dinoi lomus, so mineu bei of the hariga that his din is being the skyim in him, there's no mitzvah hatzala. And now let's go weiter to the next inyan. The Gemara brings down an idyon whether or not a raidif is tzarech hasra or not. And the shita of Rav Huna is a raidif is ain't tzarech hasra. And the Gemara says that there definitely is a shitas ha-tanoim in a braisa that agrees with Rav Huna. That's the braisa that says machtarto izui hasra asoi. So just like a baba machtaris does not need hasra, so too a raidif does not need hasra either. And the Gemara is mistopic at the end of the Amud whether or not there may be a braisa that disagrees with Rav Huna and it's a machlekes tanoim. Or maybe all the brises agree to Rav Huna that a raidif is ain't tzarech hasra. So we have to understand what's the nidan, whether or not a raidif is tzarech hasra or not. So to explain the suffix, we have to be makdim, a major chakira in the achrayim, how to understand the etzem din that a raidif you can kill. This chakira is found first in the night of Yehuda in Madura Tanyana, Chelek Chayshin Mishpat, Simen Samach, in the paragraph that starts with Va'ed Ka'amina. And then afterwards, many other Achrayim speak about it as well. Ayin Imre Maisha Simen Lamed, Ayin Afika Yam Chelek Bei Simen Mem, and much more. They clear the following Chakira. This that the Torah says we can kill a Raidif, is that just a din, a Hechatimtza, had to save the Nirdaf? In order to save the Nirdaf, the Torah tells us, there's a mitzvah of Atzalas and Nirdaf, go ahead and kill the Raidif. Aydilma, the Torah is mechal achalois einish on the raidif. Because this person is a raidif and he wants to kill the nirdaf, he gets an einish that he's chayev misa today. That's the major chakira of the achrayim, and there are many rais lakan ulakan, and we're going to be mayrach about this be'ez Hashem more in the shiur for dafayin gimel. Now the Noidi Yehuda, he brings one raya that it's an einish, and one raya that it's not. His raya that's an einish is from the Gemara later on dafayin gimel amud aleph, that applies the klal of ein einshin min hadin in the din of raidif. The Gemara wants to learn out the din of raidif mekal v'chaymer, and the Gemara says you can't because it's a klal ein einshin min hadin. From there you see that it's an inyan of an einish on the raidif. That's the raya that it is an einish. The raya that it's not an einish is from our sugis of Gemara that discusses that a katan who's a raidif has a din of a raidif that you can kill him. Now a katan is not a bar einshin b'chlal, so b'achreach it's not a din einish. Those are the rights of the Naidi Yehuda, Lakan Olakan. So the Naidi Yehuda comes out Lamaskana that the emes is that this is Talia Ba'ashli Ravavi, this is Mitli Tali in the major machlaikis between Rav Huna and the possible machlaikis of the Brises, whether or not the Raidif is Tzarech Hasra or not. Because the Naidi Yehuda understands that the Pshat in that machlaikis Gufa is whether or not the Raidif is a Din Einish or it's just a Din of Atzalas and Yerdaf. If it's just a Din Atzalas and Yerdaf, there's no point to give him Asra. We don't need to give him Asra. The ikar is, save the nirdaf, even benafshe shal araydif. But if it's a din einish, every einish requires asra, and that would be the reason to have to give him asra. Zakhtin Eidib Yehuda, therefore the Gemara on the Fayin Bezom at Beis, in our sugya, that says that a katan that's raydif achar chaveri, you can kill him. That's going according to the sheet of Rav Huna that a raydif is ain't sarach asra. So bechreich, it's only a din of atzolos and nirdaf, and it's not a din einish. Therefore it follows that a katan who's not a var einchen, is also going to have the din of Raidif, La Tzolas HaNirdaf. However, the Gemara later on the Fayin Gimel Amar Aleph that says the klal v'inayin shem adin, the Gemara uses that as a kasha. That kasha, Anachanami, is only going according to the shitas that hold that a roidef is tzarech asra, and it's a dinayinish. Based on that, the Gemara asks v'inayin shem adin. But Anachanami, according to Ravuna and according to the Braisa that says machtarte zu asra asoy, and it's not a dinayinish, the Gemara would not have the kasha of v'inayin shem adin. Ad kan dvarav shel anoy de Yehuda. Now the emes is, in pshat, this is a peledik mahalach. Because the Gemara brings down Ravuna's memra that says, "Katan a reidef nita natzila benafshay," and the Gemara is dan luchayret tzarech asra must be kasava Ravuna that reidef ain't tzarech asra. Now lefi the night of Yehuda that the nidan whether or not you need asra or not is really a nidan whether or not it's an einish. So on the tzad that it's tzarech asra, besides for the problem of tzarech asra that a katan is not a bar asra, there's a bigger problem. He's not a bar einshin bchalal. So why wasn't the Gemara done with the more crani problem that a katan is not a bar einshin bchalal? Why does the Gemara ignore that issue and only discuss the issue of asra? So l'chayra, the Gemara is very mashma that the Gemara is able to tolerate the tzad that a katan should have a din raidif even though he's not a bar einshin, and still the Gemara had an idan whether or not it's tzarech asra or ain't tzarech asra. And the emes says chayn mevur mefurish in the Yad Ramah and Aris Sugya on Rav Huna's memor that says that a katan a raidif nitan al tziva d'nafshay zok the Yad Ramah v'zel l'shaynay. So the Yad Ramah is ma'ir this problem. Zok the Yad Ramah, lav mishum chiyuv adidehu de katale. We're not killing him on account of his chiyuv. El mishum hatzola deheich. It's in order to save the nirduf. So the Yad Ramah immediately addresses this problem and he says it's not coming mikayach a chiyuv on the reidif per se. It's coming mikayach a din of hatzola sa nirduf. And then the Yad Ramah's mamshich, v'hi mishum the katan lav val kibule yasra. L'maisa, there's another problem that he has to have asra. Kasav ha reidif ain't tzarech asra. So it's clear in the Yad Ramah that even though he already establishes from the get-go that the problem of lav v'ra'inshin is not a problem because the reason why we may kill him is because of a tzala deheich, there's still a nidan whether or not it's tzarech asra or ain't tzarech asra. And it's not that these two nidayinim are tluyim zebezeh and not like divrei hanay de b'yehuda. But l'chayre be'emes the tzarech bir. The should be correct. The same nidan or not, whether or not a katan lav that's lav or ancient could be nerag, that should also be the same nidan, whether or not a tzarech asra or not. Now the pshat in this lechayr could be explained al pi a gracia yisayid which is found in Chidush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi in Hilchas Reitzeach Perek Aleph. In the end of the shtickle, he shtels avek the yisayid of how reidif works. V'zel ashaynai. Nehi the ikar din raidif hu atzalasi shal nirdaf. That's for sure that the ikar din of raidif is to save the nirdaf. Mikol makaim ha delay dainin alay hach dein daich nefesh mipnei nefesh. L'chayr be'emes, even though we have to save the nirdaf, but mitzad sheni, to kill the raidif on account of that, should bring us to a problem of ein daich nefesh mipnei nefesh. So why do we kill the raidif for atzalasi nirdaf, and why don't we say ein daich nefesh mipnei nefesh? Zokt Rav Chaim, ha vadai da have a din chiyuva beraydif. That's for sure because it's a din chiyuv on the raydif. Ad kan the shaynei shal Rav Chaim. So Rav Chaim explains to us that be'emes, the shayrish of the din raydif has to come from an inin of atzolos and nirdif. But in order that atzolos and nirdif should warrant that we should kill the raydif, that's because it's chal on the raydif a din chiyuv to kill him. That din chiyuv is what makes that there's no problem of being doichen nefesh b'nei nefesh. He has a chiyuv. Ad kan dvarav shel Rav Chaim. With this we can understand the Yad Ramah and the Hemshech of Aris Sugya. Mitzad, the fact that a katan is not a bar einshin, that's not a problem. Because like the Yad Ramah says, lav mishum chiyuv adidei with the katalei, the shayrish of killing this raidif is not because of chiyuvei haraidif, ela mishum atzola deich. The shayrish of this din chiyuv comes from the din atzala. If the shayrish of the din chiyuv comes because the Torah wants us to save the nirdaf, that's something which is applicable on a katan as well. Nevertheless, the way the atzala sa nirdaf actually happens, that we shouldn't run into a problem of ein doicha nefesh b'nei nefesh, is that for atzala sa nirdaf, the Torah was machadish, that there's a din chiyuv chal on the raidif. If there's a din chiyuv chal on the raidif, and that's what allows us to kill him, then we have a nidan of maybe he needs asra. Because every time we kill somebody that comes mikayach a chiyuv, he may need hasra. So it comes out the problem of lav bar einshin is not a problem, because b'sharshay it's not a din einish, it's a din atzalasi shal anirdav. But b'fayal, because it's chal a chiyuv on the raidif, that might require hasra. And if a katan is not a bar hasra, So even though there's no problem with lav bar einshin, there's a different problem. A katan who's lad of bar asra can't have the din of chiyuv of killing the reidif from pnei atzalasei shel anirdef. And that's what Rav Huna is being mechadesh to us. No, you can kill a katan as well because reidif ain't tzarech hasra. This din chiyuv is different than every din chiyuv in kol terekula, and it does not require hasra. So the fact that he's not a bar einshin wasn't a nidin bechlal in Rav Huna's eyes. The nidin of asra was a nidin, and that Rav Huna's mechadesh, reidif ain't tzarech hasra. Ad kan, the pshat and the gemara, first the mahalach of the Nei Dibihuda, what's shver with the Nei Dibihuda, the mahalach of the Yad Ramah, and the beer al pi divrei Reb Chaim. And now let's go weiter, me'inin le'inin ba'isa inin. The gemara teich advarim is mavur, that even on the tzad, that a reidif is ein tzarech hasra, it still needs azhara. How is it mavur like that? Because the Gemara originally wants to bring a siyua to Rav Huna from a braisa that says that we warn him, Re'esha Yisraelu uben brisu v'atayra amra shefich dama adam ba'adam dama yishafich. And the Gemara does not say that the Reidif has to answer that he's makabal asra. So if he's not makabal asra, that's not a kosher asra. It's a raya ain't tzarech asra. And the Gemara answers that that's not a raya to Rav Huna because that braisa could be going according to the shita of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. But Akalpanim, according to the Gemara's initial raya, we see that even though it's not a real Asra, and we obviously don't need Asra like Shita Rav Huna, nevertheless, we do have to be Mazir him. Why do we have to be Mazir him Bechlal? So in this we find two Pirushim, the Pshat of the Maharsha and the Pshat of the Yad Ramah. The Maharsha says that the reason why we have to be Mazir him is Lahavchen ben Shegig Lemezid. It's true that you don't actually need Asra, Reidif ain't Tzarech Asra, but the Reidif has to be a Mezid. Now this is a tremendous chiddush halacha. Comes out that Rav Huna holds that even though ain't tzarech hasra, but a mezid he has to be. Now first let's try to understand this min hasvara. If it's ain't tzarech hasra, so l'chayre it's not a din einish bechlal, like the Nei Dibihuda says, it's just a din hatzalasei shel anirdef. So why would it even need to be a mezid? Hatzalasei shel anirdef applies anytime we have a situation where the reidif is going to bring about the misa of the nirdef. Let's save the nirdef by killing the reidif. Why does it make a nafkamina if he's a mezid or a shaygig, mechavin or ain't a mechavin? So l'chayr, this is vaiter mavur al pidivir Reb Chaim anal, that the only way to kill a reidif is only with a din chiyuv. And according to the Maharsha, that din chiyuv is only present when he's a mezid. That's the bir l'chayr min asvara pshat in the Maharsha. But l'chayr, midivir a gemara, it's very shver to say such a thing. Because the gemara discusses the uber being a reidif, and the Gemara's teretz is that our uber is not a reidif because mishamaya karat filei. Now, l'chayre, how could he have a nidin bachlal of an uber being a reidif if he has to be a mezid? A uber is definitely not a mezid bachlal. So, l'chayre, we have to answer bechreich l'fi the marsha that calls a nichlal in the Gemara's teretz of mishamaya karat filei. Al pi pashtus mishamaya karat filei means that the uber is not doing anything. L'fi the marsha, we have to say that even besides for saying that the uber is not doing anything, it's be'etzam chaser in the fact that he's a mezid, so he doesn't have a din of a reidif. But the emes is that this chidush din of the marsha is not muskam b'fi akol. There's mefurish shabir agra in Shulchan Aruch, chayshem mishpat, simen shin pei ches, sifkot and ayin dalet, that he says that even if the reidif is not mechaven and he doesn't realize what he's doing b'chlal, there still is a din that it's nitin latzilei b'nafshay. And his rai is from the Gemara of Uber. From the fact that the Gemara has to be mechadish such a teretz of Uber, there's Mishamaya Karatve, is a raya that the fact that he's not Mechavin, that doesn't make him not a Raidif. And he brings another raya from a Gemara Masechet Baba Kama Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, that somebody who puts a Chamor into a boat, and that's causing the boat to drown, that he also has a Shem Raidif. And the Bir Agra assumes over there that the Bechlal was not the Kavana of the person who brought the Chamor into the boat. Obviously, he has a din of a Raidif and his Nitin Latzila Ben Avshay, even if he's not Mechavin. So the Chidush Din of the Marasha is Nitin of a Machlaikas. What else could we say pshat in our Gemara? So there's another pshat from the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah says the reason why we have to be mazer him is because dilma hoderbe umitzali tarvayu. That means to say, we have a possibility b'feneinu to make that the nirdaf and the reidaf will both be saved. And the klal is, any time we could save the nirdaf without killing the reidaf, that's what we have to do. Azay shayt mefurish in the Gemara later on the Fayandala Mar Aleph, that if it's nitin latzilei be'echad me'avorav, we can't kill him. So to hear, we're mazer him and we say, don't run after that person because you're going to get killed, because through that he may change his mind and not kill him. So that's an opportunity to save Sai the Nirduf and Sai the Raidif. So if he the Yad Ramah, we don't have to say like the Schiddush of the Marsha that he has to be amazed. And still we have to be mazirim in order to give him that possibility of being saved. Ad kan this inyan, and now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings down, as a kash on Rav Huna, the Mishnah in Masechta Aholis, Perek Zayin Mishnah Vav, of a woman that's maksha leilid, and the uber is putting the mother b'sakana. And at the end of the Mishnah it says, that if it's yotzer reisha, ain't doiche nefesh mepnei nefesh. In fact, the Gemara, l'chayr l'fir Rav Huna, why wouldn't we don the uber as a reidif, even though the uber is not a bar hasra, but a reishitas Rav Huna is, that reidif ain't tzarech hasra. And to that the Gemara answers, that it's mishamaya karatvi. Now the pshat in the Gemara's Teretz Pashtus is, that he doesn't have a Shem Reidif Bechlal. Rashi in our Gemara brings down the Reisha of that Mishnah, which says, what happens before the Uber is Maitzi Reisha? Hachaya Peshetas Yada V'chaitchasoy U'mitziyasoy Le'evarim. At that point, it's still mutter to kill the Uber. And Rashi explains, because Kozman that it's La'yotza La'avira Oilam, Lav Nefeshu V'nitin Lahargay. He doesn't have a din Nefesh Bechlal. So Hayaitze from the Reisha and the Sefer together, that a Uber be'emes is not a reidif bechlal. Just before he's yaitz la'avir o'aylam, he doesn't have a shem nefesh, so there's no aver bechlal to kill the Uber. So even without a shem reidif, you can kill the Uber. And once it's yaitz la'avir o'aylam, so he has a shem nefesh, the only instance when it's mutter to kill an actual nefesh is only if he has a shem reidif. Because mishamayi karatfi, it's usur to kill him. That's the pshat of Rashi to explain the Mishnah in Masechta Aholis. However, the Rambam, in Ilchus Ritzeach Hashmiras Nefesh, Perek Aleph Halachates, he has a totally different mahalach to understand this Mishnah. Zeh l'shein harambam. Hayru chachamim sheha'ubra shehi maksha leilid mutter lachtech ha'ubra b'me'eha bein b'sam bein b'yad. Why is it mutter? Before it's yatzal avra ha'ilam. B'pneishu k'reidif acharei l'harga. Ve'im mishahaytzi reishai. Then ein neigen bai she'ein doichen nefesh m'pnei nefesh v'zehu tivay shel ha'ilam. Zehu tivay shel ha'ilam l'chayre is an allusion to our Gemara that says, Mishamaya karatfile. Now, etzem divrei Rambam, first of all, the chayr are connected our Gemara. Because our Gemara is the chayr mavor, that be etzem, it does not have a shem reidif. And that's the pshad in zel tivay shel ha'ilam. So why does the Rambam say that before it's yatzar av ha'ilam, shehu kareidif acharei, that it does have a shem reidif? So mikol atzadim, divrei Rambam are tzrichem bir. So Rab Chaim, Chedush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi on this Rambam, says a mahalach nifla to be mazber pshat in the Rambam, based on three yisaidis. The first yisaid, zok the Rambam, is that we have to understand that b'emes the Rambam holds that a uber does have a shem nefesh, even before it's yatzal avar ha'ilam, and the kolom of pikuach nefesh apply to uber as well. From Rashi, it's not mashma like that, because the lashon of Rashi is, lav nefeshu. But the Rambam shita is not like that, and Rab Chaim is marach and rayis, like the shita of Rambam, that the klalim of pikuach nefesh do apply even to uber, even before it's yaitzel avra ha'olam. That's the first yisoid that Rav Chaim says. The second yisoid that Rav Chaim says is that we have to know that the din of atzolas ar nirdaf be'emes is not mikoyach the regular klalim of pikuach nefesh, but it's a din mechudish that the Torah is mechadish that there's a din atzolas ar nirdaf min ha'raydaf. And to that Rav Chaim brings two very strong rayas. His first raya is from the Gemara earlier on Daf Nun Zayin, that says that the din of Reidif applies even to Ben Noach. Now, Rab Chaim holds that the Kolom of Pekuach Nefesh, which are learned out of the Pasuk of Achaibem, Bechlal do not apply to Ben Noach. So obviously, the din Lahatzalis and Nirdaf Miyad Reidif is a din Mechudish, which is not Mitlitoli in the regular din of Pekuach Nefesh. A second raya that Rab Chaim brings is from the Gemara later on the Fayin Gimel Amud Aleph, that says that the din of Hatzalis and Nirdaf applies even by Reidif Achara Erva. There, avada, there's no din pikuach nefesh of achaybem. Must be that there's a new din of atzolas anirdaf mitzad haraydif. And it's mikoyach that din that the Torah allows us to kill the raydif. Not mitzad the regular klal of pikuach nefesh. That's the second yisayid of Rav Chaim. The third yisayid of Rav Chaim is, which we mentioned earlier, that be'emes and the din of atzolas anirdaf, there's two steps. There's the first step, which is that the Torah tells us, lahatzal anirdaf miyad haraydif, a din hatzola. And then there's the outgrowth of that din, which because of that, it's chale chiyuv on the reidif, which tells us that we can actually kill the reidif, la'atzal anirdaf. The reason why it's necessary to have that second step is because im yishum the din of la'atzal anirdaf miyad reidif, mechateza, that would allow us litchais nefesh mipnei nefesh. What allows us litchais nefesh a reidif, mipnei nefesh anirdaf, is because the Atzal Sanirdaf generates a din chiyuv on the Raidev. Adkan, the third Yisoid. Based on these three Yisoides, Zok Reb Chaim, that's Pshat in the Rambam. First of all, we have to know that stam to say that we can kill an Uber before it's Yatzar Lavra Oilam, that's impossible, because of the first Yisoid, that even a Uber has a din of Pekuach Nefesh. Therefore, the Rambam Bechrech has to say that there is somewhat of a din Raidev over here. The question is, if there is a din Raidev, which is why we could kill the Uber before it's Yatzar Lavra Oilam, why is that different than after that it's Yatzar Avra Olam that we say that Mishamayi Karatvi and there's no Din Raidev? Zok Reb Chaim, this that we say that a Uber doesn't have a Shem Raidev, that just means that he doesn't have the second step of the Din Raidev, which is that it's Chale Chiyuv on the Raidev, which allows us to kill him and to be Deicha Nefesh Mepnei Nefesh. Because it's impossible for a Chiyuv to be Chal on the Raidev, which is an Uber, if that's Darkish Al Olam and the Uber is not really doing anything Mitzad Atzmai. But the etzem first din, the shayrish din, lahatzel hanirdaf miyada raidif, that applies even in a case of an uber, even though it's tivei shal ilam. Because the etzem practical mitzias, that this uber is putting his mother in a sakana, that's a mitzias of a raidif, and then hatzola is there. So step one, which is lahatzel hanirdaf miyada raidif, that applies even by an uber. But step two, that din hatzola generates a din chiyuva on the raidif, that doesn't apply by an Uber, where you have the Svar of Tivish Al-Ailam and Mishamaya Karadfilei. Zok Reb Chaim, this that he says that the Klal is, that if not for the fact that it generates a Chiyuva, so the Din Hatzolah Sanirdaf Miyad HaRaidif wouldn't warrant us to kill the Raidif, because they in Deicha Nefesh Mipnei Nefesh, that's only a problem B'makam where being Deicha and Nefesh Gomor Mipnei HaNefesh. But B'makam where the Raidif is a Nefesh She'enei Gomor, because he's an Uber Shalayotel Avra Ailam, and the nirdaf is a nefesh gomor, so there's an imbalance over here. There's no klal of endoich and nefesh mipnei nefesh, so the first step of atzolas and nirdaf miyada raidif alone would allow us to kill the uber mipnei nafshei shal ha'aim. This is be'emes amari de kechidish, but because Reb Chaim is miyasa to us that the din atzolas and nirdaf is a new din, not the general klal of pikuach nefesh, which applies even to an uber, but it's a new din of atzolas and nirdaf miyada raidif, so there we can be madif nafshe shala aim, which is a nefesh gomer, over nafshe shala uber, which is a nefesh she'ene gomer. Memeil lefize, divrei Rambam v'divrei Gemara are miyushavim heitev. The Rambam first starts that before that it's yatsam la'avra oilam, the halacha is you can kill the uber because it has a din of a raidif. That means to say, the din atzolas anirdif miyad a raidif, which warrants us to kill an uber, which isn't a nefesh gomer. Once it's haitzi reisha and it's yatsal avra oilam, that means to say, now we have the problem of ein deicha nefesh mipnei nefesh, and we don't have the usual yishuv for ein deicha nefesh mipnei nefesh, which is the chiyuv that's chal on the raidif, because there's no chiyuv that's chal on the raidif, but makam that it's tivish alaylam and mishamayi karatfi. Therefore, we cannot kill the uber anymore. But by a regular raidif, where besides the din atzolas and nirdif miyad a raidif, we have the din of the chiyuv that's chal on the raidif, there's no problem in deicha nefesh mipnei nefesh, and we can kill the raidif. And this is how the Rambam explains our Gemara, which says that the reason why there's a problem in deicha nefesh mipnei nefesh is because mishamaya karatvi, and therefore there's no chiyuv that's chal on the raidif. Ad kan the bir hanifla of Reb Chaim to say pshat in the shittas Rambam to explain our Gemara, and ad kan this shir on Masechta Sanhedrin daf ayin beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.